Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Dating Revolution with Heather Jones. Regardless if you're a woman or a man, you're sure to have some laughs and learn a lot on today's show, which is about the benefits and fun that casual dating can bring. You probably aren't going to hear about how to find the one on our show, but you will hear some great commentary and crazy stories. And you'll leave with advice you can put to work today. Now, here's Heather Jones.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to The Dating Revolution. I'm your host, Heather Jones. Visit me online anytime if you want to get in touch with me at www.heatherjones.com or if you feel free to email me at info@heatherjones.com. So today's episode is about being single. And today's episode title, You've Never Been Married? There Must Be Something Wrong With You. This is something I get all the time. I'm 42 years single at this point in my life. And every time I go out on a date, and the question always comes around, have I ever been married? Do you have children? And when I answer no to both of those, it always brings up the question in the man's mind. There's got to be something wrong with this chick. I don't know why she's still single. She's got to be high maintenance, or she's probably way too picky, blah, blah, blah. So that's what we're going to be talking about today is being single and having fun being single and how in today's society that everything has changed and people are choosing the single life over marriage and children more than ever. So joining me in the studio today is my executive producer, Randall Libero. He's going to be hanging out.
What am I going to be doing? I have no idea. I'm just hanging out here and helping you start this revolution, whatever we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. So, I thought it'd be fun for Randall to come into the show today and ask me some questions so it would help you guys get to know me a little bit better and understand sort of the direction our show is going to be taking this series. So, Randall, ask away.
Ask away. Okay. Well, you know what? Things are changing out there. And, you know, the way that people are connecting is changing. You know, the digital revolution is you know, along with the dating revolution, is taking on, taking on a whole new importance in terms of how people are connecting through online and through the internet. But, you know, people still connect to people. It's still about that aspect of, you know, where is this all going? How do I make, you know, not just friends, but how do those friends turn into, you know, something, you know, more meaningful? But you're talking about something completely different here with the show, which is about this idea of this casual dating. And I'm sure it's a question in people's minds right now as far as what exactly does Heather mean with this casual dating thing? It's just like, hold on a second. So we're going to tell you a little bit more about what exactly that is today and why it's important and what relevance it has out there in the world. So Heather, so I want to learn a little bit about your story and for the listeners today, that's what we're going to do with this show because kind of like you're your own first guest. So why did you know, what's your idea on starting this idea for the dating revolution and who is heatherjones.com and what is, how long have you been doing this kind of a thing? I just want to tell us a little bit of your story.
Well, the dating revolution kind of came out of a book that I recently published, which you guys will hear about on my first commercial break. I really have always kind of known that I was going to be single. And if I think back into my childhood and the life that I wanted to lead, and you know, I always kind of knew that I would be single, but you know, what ended up happening in society and my family situation, you know, everybody was getting married. Everybody does get married. Everybody has children. It's kind of the, the social norm. It's what everybody does after, you know, college, and you know, it just never seemed right to me. So, you know, it seemed like I was always struggling with relationships, and I could never quite get one that would stick, and I could never quite get one that would last more than a few years. And, you know, I've dated some really wonderful guys, but I just never felt that urge to want to be married and have kids. I kept forcing myself to feel that way. I kept forcing myself to want to be in a relationship and have children, but it just never worked out for me. So finally, you know, once I got into my 30s, you know, I really had to think long and hard about, is this something that I really want to do? And at that moment in time in my life, it was right around the year 2000 or so, I attended this awesome seminar. It's called the Sterling Women's Weekend. And it was at this seminar that I really learned that, you know, not everybody's meant to be married and not everybody's meant to be a mother. And, you know, even after that seminar, and I was heavily involved in Sterling for the next 10 years subsequently thereafter, you know, I still fought it. I still fought it the whole time. And, you know, only within the last maybe 5 years, I would say, have I really come to terms with the fact that I love being single. You know, there's no reason for me to want to get married. You know, the only reason I was wanting to begin with was because I felt like I had to, or I was supposed to, and that people wouldn't take me seriously if I wasn't married and didn't have kids. So, you know, that's kind of what's led me to the point today. And, you know, we'll get into my book as we go through the show. But, the book is sort of, it sort of helps women realize that there's an alternative lifestyle out there and how to navigate that lifestyle appropriately. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, your book is about the, you know, there's this perceived double standard that we have and just kind of busting that apart. And you'll hear that. We'll hear more about Heather's book later on. But, you know, what was some of the major events in your life that led you to making this decision about being single and, you know, being totally okay about it?
Well, I think the main event in my life was the Sterling Women's Weekend. And, it really happened during my education with that organization where I really became comfortable in knowing that I was okay being single and there was nothing wrong with me for wanting to be single. And also, you know, I just kept hitting brick wall after brick wall after brick wall in relationships. And, you know, I would look around and see all of these people that were happily married or, you know, they found love so easy. And I wondered what was wrong with me and why wasn't that happening for me? And now I realize it was just, you know, it was not meant for me to be that way. It was not meant for me to be married at age 25 and have children, you know. So all of those events that have led up until this point, you know, were all just a culmination of things.
So, you know, being around, let's talk about other women, you know, mm-hmm. and the way that other women react to this idea of, you know, this casual dating that you're proposing in the show and in the book. Is what do you see? Is it sort of a mindset that's sort of prevalent in society that people, you know, they're thinking about, you know, I have to do this, like you mentioned about, you know, people kind of, there's this unspoken pressure that's going on from family, from friends, from, you know, people just that you know, that there's this expectation. So I think what you're saying as far as telling your story is that it's really looking at there is that exists in society, that expectation that people have of the way that you should behave or you should be doing this or you should be married. Why aren't you? And like you said, that there's something wrong with that. So it's really we're challenging, you know, that sort of notion and that expectation that's in society right now with this. That's the purpose of the show and your book and why you're doing this. And I feel that, you know, when you first came to me about it, I said, well, that's your message. And I think it's a great message because it helps people to be more independent, to find, you know, really what their calling is in life. And part of that is the relationships that we have is a lot of what's going on in society. So does it embarrass you to tell people that you've never been married? I mean, does that come up?
It used to. embarrass me until I really became comfortable with myself. And a lot of this ties into your self-confidence and your self-esteem too.
Right.
And you know, we're going to get into that a lot in the show, you know, throughout the series as well. But you've got to be confident in yourself and saying, yes, I'm single. No, I don't have any plans to get married. I'm totally okay with that. And I don't need a man for my own validation. I don't need a man to take care of me. I'm fully sustainable and self-supporting, and I've got a great lifestyle and all these awesome friends. And so, you know, it used to be embarrassing, but now, you know, I think as I've matured, it's okay. So, you know, the message that I want to send out there to you ladies in your 30s, because that's, you know, when you're sort of going through that transition of, you know, what does all this mean, and how do I fit into, you know, the scheme of things in life, you know, be confident in knowing that you may not want to get married, and that's totally okay. And it's fine to tell people that it's okay to be that way. And, I would just encourage you to step into your power and be that woman.
Yeah. Give people permission to do it. You know, mm-hmm. We're going to go to a break here in a second, but when we come back, I want to really talk about is that this alternate lifestyle, but I don't mean alternate weird lifestyle. I'm talking about a different way of being, which is what the show is about. Is that happening in society today? I think that we should talk a little bit about what you see going on out there, because one of the reasons I think you're doing the show is because you want to bring something to that conversation, which is what the show is about, you know, having this idea of the revolution. And we're going to talk about some of the research that Heather has done in regards to, you know, those kinds of questions. So we're going to look at that just after the break. But I want to talk about one more thing about your personal life, because in your book you mentioned something, you know, about what your family's reaction to you making this decision, what that must have felt like. And you can tell some of those stories, because I was reading those in the book. And then the other thing that's covered that I want to mention is that some of the crazy experiences that you've had with men and situations, and there's some stories that are just absolutely hilarious, and you'll hear more about those a little bit later on. And I'm sure in the future with your guests, we've got some great guests planned for the show. So I'll just we'll kind of tease you a little bit in terms of what's going to be happening here in the rest of the show and then on in this series. But every week you can check out what new things Heather has got for you.
Okay, so great, good. Well, we'll answer those questions when we come back. You're listening to The Dating Revolution on Voice America Variety Channel. And I'm your host, Heather Jones.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a single woman who's on the fence about marriage and children? Or are you one of those women who tries to make a relationship out of every casual encounter? If you answered yes to either of these, we've got you covered, plus a whole lot more. Go online today and pick up a copy of Heather's book, Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. You'll love all of Heather's crazy stories, and it won't be long before you're putting into practice the hundreds of tips she provides. This book will help you navigate the world of casual dating without trying to make marriage the ultimate destination. Heather shows you how to approach dating more like a man does, which means being in the moment and not taking everything too seriously. When you change your way of thinking, dating is not only fun, it builds confidence and opens doors to endless possibilities. Fuck the Double Standard in Dating is available now through Amazon.com via paperback or ebook. In fact, while listening to today's show, you can click the link on the show page to pick up your copy right now. Buy it today and become part of the dating revolution.
Tune into Around the World in a Glass, presented by Sportsman's. We're a show all about wine, spirits, and other beverages. Your host, Kimber Stonehouse, is a professional expert and wine enthusiast. Each week, we'll focus on a different region of the world, discuss wines and other beverages, talk about some of the top restaurants in the region, and what to pair with which wine. Just listening could make you almost an expert. Around the World in a Glass is heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
News. Opinion.
Hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to The Dating Revolution. Got a question for Heather? Pick up the phone and call into the live show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. If you're just feeling too shy to call in, send Heather an email. The address is info@heatherjones.com. And now, back to The Dating Revolution.
And we're back. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to The Dating Revolution on Voice America Variety Channel, and I'm your host, Heather Jones.
And I'm the sidekick, Randall Barrow. And she didn't kick me in the side over the break. Anyway, we're here today, and I'm asking Heather some questions about this show and why it's, what is The Dating Revolution. So if you've just joined us, Heather Jones is at heatherjones.com. You can find out more about Heather. And we're going to talk about this new kind of, I don't know this word alternate, but I think just a new way of the people are connecting up today in society. And a lot of it is, you know, through the digital revolution and people's phones and social media and all that's going on. But we're going to talk about what the research that Heather has done in terms of what she's perceived as doing, you know, that has to do with her book and what the show's about. So, Heather, talk a little bit about what you found out about what's happening in society today with kind of the adult population.
Well, I know I've done a little research online, and all these statistics you can find through the U.S. Census Bureau, but, you know, right now, 40% of the adult population over the age of 18 is unmarried. And that's up 2% in just 2 years since 2010. And I did not go so far back to see where it was, you know, 10, 20 years ago. But
this is from like last couple of years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. 47% of the adult population is quite substantial. And of that 47%, 45% are female. So those are some pretty staggering numbers.
Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, that's surprising.
It is. You know, a large portion of that 47% has never been married. A smaller portion is divorced and unmarried. But still, people are choosing a single lifestyle choice now. You know, they long gone are the days where a woman needed to get married to escape her childhood home, or needed to get married because she needed a man to take care of her, or needed to get married because she didn't feel like she had any other choices. You know, this transition's been happening for quite some time now, but I think now more than ever, it's happening at a very rapid pace.
Yeah, I saw this news article, and it was about the actor Michael Douglas, and he said about when he was a single guy, he said, being single is pretty good. It's a nice sense of irresponsibility. And that's a lot about how men feel sometimes in terms of being single, that they can kind of do whatever they want. And those are some of the stories that you talk about that's in your book, and I think that we'll be discussing. So do you think that society really, that this view of single people of a certain age to be irresponsible, is that kind of, do you kind of agree with that quote from Michael Douglas, or do you have another thought about it?
I do think, yes. I do think employers and others view single professionals or single people to be irresponsible. And only when you've reached a certain age are they starting to take you seriously. But, you know, I feel like that needs to change, because there is a very large population of men and women right now who are in the workforce and they're single. They don't have plans to get married. And, you know, it's even like car insurance. You know, I'm still paying a higher premium because I'm single. You know, it's things like that. There's not equality for single people out there. I can tell you right now, you know.
There you go.
It's true. It's so true. But, you know, I do feel like the perception is, you know, if you're not married and tied down with children, you know, you're more susceptible to irresponsible behaviors. And that's not, you know, it's kind of true. You know, sometimes.
I think some people are envious, too.
I think people are envious, but, you know.
You have that freedom, or that perceived freedom, let's put it that way.
Exactly. We work hard, but we have fun. You know, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with, you know, sleeping in on a Saturday. It's the beauty of being single. You know, if you wear out late tonight, too late the night before. So,
you were talking about at what point people start to get be taken seriously, and I think that you know, because I'll reveal here, I've been married almost 20 years, but I remember the days when I was single. I was dating multiple women at the same time. So men have a certain way of looking at what dating is, and women have a certain way of looking at what dating is, and they all have their, you know, what their upbringing is, their attitudes about, you know, how they view each other, and then we people get their information about how to date itself. You know, they learn it from movies, and, you know, movies are over-romanticized, and they have, you know, false perceptions of both men and women, and in society today, it's, you know, what people see on the cover of magazines, which is all photoshopped, you know, so people are understanding the opposite sex through media. And there's all this, you know, there's all this misperceptions happening between what women really are, what men really are, and there's no really role models today. So talk a little bit about what you feel may be some good ideas or good role models or something of that nature in terms of kind of what people can get an idea of how to behave in a way that's that kind of reinforces what you're talking about here with the show.
Gosh, role models. Well. You know, I think there are a lot of celebrities and other people that are in the media right now that have chosen a single lifestyle. There are, you know, more prevalent than ever now, a lot of authors are coming out talking about, you know, the single life and the beauty of being single. You know, I myself like to think that, you know, there's a great other option for us out there. And, you know, I've got, you know, most of my girlfriends, most of my women friends are single, unmarried women. About half and half have been divorced or in the other half have never been married. And we always, you know, we always support each other. There's a huge network of us that love each other and support each other through our trials and tribulations. And one of the other kind of interesting facts that I read when I was doing some research online the other day was that, you know, the support groups that you have in your women, within your women friendships and men friendships as well, mm-hmm. you know, those support groups never go away. And
right.
those relationships last forever. And, you know, so those women and men that have been single throughout this lifetime now, you know, have such a strong support group of friendships to lead them into their twilight years. And it's a different support system than having your kids, you know, which, you know, you never know what's going to happen with your family.
Right,
you never
right.
know what's going to happen with your children. And, you know, everybody goes into that hoping that they're going to raise, you know, wonderful, beautiful kids that are going to, you know, take care of them in later years in life. But you can always guarantee your friendships are going to be there forever if you nurture them. And that's the other thing that I found is when people are single, especially women, I'm sure men do the same thing, but they nurture their relationships to the degree that those relationships become your family members and they become your sisters and they become your support system. And that's how you go through life.
Well, it's also, I think that society in terms of the structure of the communal life in society that we all live in, you know, single houses with one person or two people and then all the communities and all this separation going on. And then we have, you know, a work schedule that most people have is just, you know, they work, you know, 40, 50 hours, sometimes 60 hours a week. So they don't have time to really, you know, find relationships and nurture relationships. They have friends. And you know, so the whole thing is that in the past, the people used to live in communities. They used to live in very close communities with a lot of people. But that's all in the past, you know, the past 50 years, that's all completely changed. Mm-hmm. You know, there used to be even in Europe, it's different. In Europe, they have communal housing where people live cooperatively, mm-hmm. and there's maybe 20 or 30 people that live in, you know, one particular building, and they share a kitchen, and they're hanging out together. You know, but here in the United States, it's very segmented like that, which, of course, you know, gives rise also. I think that's why we're starting to see the figures that you found out in terms of your research that people are choosing this. I think part of it is just almost by default, where they don't have time. So, you know, to go out and, you know, meet people and so forth. Or how do you meet people? You know, that's another question which we can get to in the next segment about how people, you know, meet and what would you call that? Hooking up, or I don't even know. What does that mean? I heard that term and I'm going, what does that exactly mean? So, you know, it's the pressures of the lifestyle that we live in this country also that I think has given rise to this idea of that, you know, being single is okay. And I think it's a way for people to learn independence. And a lot of people are choosing that particular path right now where they're learning that, that independence, if you have a family life and everything, and I found is in my own life, is that, you know, a lot of things that I would have done, I haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things I was doing when I was single, I'm not doing now. I don't have enough time for it. So, you know, I think in some ways that people can actually be more productive and contribute more to the community and to society and maybe even help their friends. You talked about having a group of friends. You have time to spend with people. When you have a family, you know, a lot of that doesn't happen. You're focused really on your family and taking care of them, whether it be, you know, emotionally, financially, whatever. And
right.
It's a whole different dynamic.
And what I really love about it, too, is it really gives people the ability to empower themselves and take real responsibility for their life path and you know, the direction they want to go in and live their dreams. And you know, really there's nothing that's out there holding anybody back. You're the one that's holding yourself back. And, you know, without the family ties and the ties to children, you've got unlimited access to the world. And really, you can write your ticket. If you really put your mind to it, you can, you know, there's so much out there for people to live and experience. And that's just one of the huge benefits of being single. So, you know, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, living the single life and you know, sort of the pitfalls and the benefits of being single. And we'll talk about, you know, this alternate lifestyle that we've kind of been alluding to and what that really means.
Right, how people are finding each other and dating today. We'll talk about those different ways because you may be wondering how, you know, if you are single out there and you're looking for some tips on, you know, not just ways to meet people, but sort of how to conduct yourself in terms of getting to know people and really kind of doing it from the perspective of being your own person. Because I find, you know, when I was dating, I found that the more that I had my own act together, that made me more attractive to other people. You know, I wasn't out there being needy and everything. I was just going out there just doing what I love to do and going out there meeting people. And I think that's an approach that I found, you know, that it's been so long, but but I'm seeing, you know, when I meet people who are single out there, it's really they're more interesting. I mean, I find people naturally interesting. So.
All right.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Sounds good. You're listening to The Dating Revolution on Voice America, a variety channel. I'm your host, Heather Jones.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a single woman who's on the fence about marriage and children? Or are you one of those women who tries to make a relationship out of every casual encounter? If you answered yes to either of these, we've got you covered plus a whole lot more. Go online today and pick up a copy of Heather's book, Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. You'll love all of Heather's crazy stories, and it won't be long before you're putting into practice the hundreds of tips she provides. This book will help you navigate the world of casual dating without trying to make marriage the ultimate destination. Heather shows you how to approach dating more like a man does, which means being in the moment and not taking everything too seriously. When you change your way of thinking, dating is not only fun, it builds confidence and opens doors to endless possibilities. Fuck the Double Standard in Dating is available now through Amazon.com via paperback or ebook. In fact, while listening to today's show, you can click the link on the show page to pick up your copy right now. Buy it today and become part of the dating revolution.
Did you ever
ever stop to think that financial health can be a lot like physical health? The financial physician, Lou Skatigna, has helped people on the radio for nearly 15 years. And now he's part of the Voice America Variety Channel. By using medical analogies to discuss financial solutions, Lou actually makes the process easier to understand and will help you chart your own financial fitness. Tune in to The Financial Physician live every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time, and on demand anytime on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into the Dating Revolution. Got a question for Heather? Pick up the phone and call into the live show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. If you're just feeling too shy to call in, send Heather an email. The address is info@heatherjones.com. And now, back to the Dating Revolution.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Heather Jones, and you're listening to the Dating Revolution. I'm here with my executive producer, Randall Libero. We've been chit-chatting this morning about what it means to be single in today's society and how the ever-growing population of the U.S. is choosing single life over marriage and children. So let's continue that discussion. We're going to talk a little bit about dating and how to meet people.
Yeah. That's a big thing, and that's, you know, every few years ago that goes by, there's something new happening, and definitely, you know, because of today's digital devices, I mean, people are sending texts to each other in the same room. I mean, it's getting crazy out there, and I go out to coffee shops, and people are just staring at their phones, so I'm thinking, how the heck do people actually meet each other if they get their face in their phone all the time, and, you know, especially at parties and stuff? So let's go down the list here. Okay, bars, maybe internet dating websites. What's some of the other ones that just kind of over friends' houses, friends introduce you to friends. I'm trying to remember meeting people just in a bookstore or just out shopping or something like that. How do guys introduce themselves without being jerks or sounding like jerks?
Okay.
So what's it like? What's from the women's side? What do women think? Because, you know, this is one thing I never asked the women that I dated, is that when a guy comes up to you, I mean, what's going through your head? You know, when you're thinking about, okay, is this guy hitting on me, or what's going on? How do you think about that?
So I approach dating and meeting people probably from a totally different perspective than most. I always engage in conversation with anybody that engages in conversation with me, because I never know where that conversation is going to go, mm-hmm. and what that relationship might turn into. And I always accept date invitations. I never turn down a date invitation or coffee invitation or a drink invitation. I've met some of the most amazing people on first dates, and now they're my best friends, and you know, I've been able to introduce a girlfriend to somebody who's now in a relationship with somebody that I went on a couple of dates with. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. I'm not a big fan of the internet dating. I just feel like it's a little too impersonal. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand that people are busy and society today and you know, but internet dating, well, you got to make it your second job. You can't just do it half-assed. You have to really put yourself in there and respond to the messages and go on to the dates. And, you know, a girlfriend of mine was recently telling me about her internet dating experience, and she was dead set on having a relationship. That's what she wanted. And she was certain that online dating was going to get her that to that point. And she went on literally 50 first dates and she made it her second job. And now she's met a wonderful man, and they're in a beautiful relationship. I'm very happy for her, but you got to be committed to that kind of thing. And you know, that's just not my deal. You know, I prefer to meet people socially, organically. And you know, one of the other tips that I'll give you, my girlfriend, Kate Goodge, I just love her to death. She never leaves the house without being dressed. You know, you know how, you know how.
They got her, have her face on. Yeah.
She's got to have her face on. And, you know, I always aspire to be that way. And every time I turn around and walk out of the house in my sweats, I stop myself. I go back into the house. I put on something that looks a little cute, you know, and put on at least some mascara and some blush. So you never know who you're going to run into out there.
Right,
you've got to
right.
be prepared at any moment in time to meet somebody. You know, you never know where you're going to meet them, in the line at the post office, at the gas station. You could meet them, you know, at Starbucks, or, you know,
right.
you've always got to have your game face on. You've always got to put your best foot forward every time you leave the house, girls. Every
yeah.
time. You got to look good.
I met my wife at a health food store.
Yeah, see?
I was going to get a juice, you know, and that was it. She thought I was a geek at first.
But you were talking earlier, Randall, about communication now has
yeah,
changed
yeah.
so drastically. And it's like whenever a guy calls me, actually calls me on the phone now, I freak out. It's, you know, I don't know what to do with myself. Oh, my gosh, this guy's actually calling me. I'm not getting a text message. It's just, things have changed so drastically.
Yeah. And meeting people, when you meet someone, talking about versus meeting someone versus internet dating, when you meet someone, you can feel their energy. I mean, you can see their face when they're talking to you, what their expressions are, and you can if you're good at understanding a little bit about your own intuitiveness or body language or whatever, however you do it, you can get, you know, if they're BSing you or whatever's going on.
True.
You know.
True.
So that's, you know, meeting people, it's, you know, face-to-face is definitely, I think, a much more valuable experience. But one of the things that you said earlier that I thought was really good is that when you, you know, you can choose how you meet people. You have the ability to choose. And if you, you know, say you don't turn down a date because you really meet some interesting people. And that's just being confident in yourself, that you have that confidence to go out and meet people. And know you're not going to get pulled into something that you don't want to be pulled into. You know, you have that place where you develop that your own, you know, inner sense of stability, where you can go out into whatever situation and meet whatever kind of people there are out there. But the other thing is that I think that from what you said, you have an attitude of just being open to whatever gift that the, you know, universe is going to deliver to you today. And it may be through the people that you meet.
You know, and that's the other thing along that same line is, you know, all of us girls, whether we want to admit it or not, have that perfect picture of the guy in our mind who we think we're going to end up with, or you know, our type. We've all got our types, and everybody that knows me knows what my type is. But, you know, I try to step out of my tight comfort zone and date people who aren't necessarily who I think I would see myself with. And that has been the biggest gift I've ever given myself because, you know, like I said, you know, tall, short, fat, white, black, you know, it doesn't matter. It's the person inside that you're attracted to. And you know, that's one tip that I will give you is if you meet somebody and they don't meet your typical standard of what you think in your mind and physically what you think who you want to be with, go out with them anyway. If you've got a connection with them, if you feel something for them, or you guys had a moment of some sort, you know, go out on that date. You're never going to know where it's going to take you. It's probably going to end up being one of the best nights of your life. Could end up being a really great friend. It could end up turning into an awesome business opportunity. You just never know.
You know, one of the things that I notice is that people then tend to date people most of the time, not all, but because I've seen some couples that you look at them and you go, they're together? It's like, what? Like, they're totally opposite each other in terms of the way they look or, you know, size or beauty or whatever. But I noticed that most of the time, well, maybe not most, it's just my perception of it, that people kind of tend to date people who are somewhat similar to their level of the way they look, how good they look,
mm-hmm.
Whatever that is, whatever good looking is.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed that that's kind of, you know, if a guy is fairly good looking, he's with a fairly good looking or very good looking girl, and the same thing with girl. They don't date, you know, guys who are like totally, you know, dogs or whatever, and the opposite. You know, men don't want to do that. They want to be seen with women who, you know, hey, look at the good looking girl
mm-hmm.
I'm with here. You know,
mm-hmm.
and it makes them feel better. So that's another thing that happens in BS thing that happens in society is that people kind of, you know, they have to they have their standards of the type of people they should be with. And you just said that, you know, just blow that apart. That's what the show's about. It's to date people who are like not even your close to what your type is, because you never know what it's just, you're there just to meet people and have experiences of getting to know people and to experience life.
Yeah, I mean, I talk about this in my book a lot about how casual dating is a great place for women to build their self-esteem and build their self-confidence. Mm-hmm. And by stepping outside of your comfort zone and dating those guys that you would not normally date, it really helps build that sense of self, and it gives you the confidence you need to go on the next date. And, you know, also it's going to give you the confidence to go for the guy you may not think you could have gotten. And, you know, there's a lot of that going on out there. You always see these really confident guys that may not be the best looking with these super hot girls. And no, it's not always because they've got money. You know, it's because they've got They've got guts to go up and ask a girl out. So, you know, it's the same for women. You've got to have that confidence within yourself to know that, yeah, I can get that guy, and, you know, I'm going to have fun doing it, and I'm going to have a great time, and when it's over, it's over. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. It's going to be a fun time.
This is one of the things that there's a few times in my life when I've been out and these really good-looking women came up to me and started talking to me. And I just have the same kind of attitude, like, okay, why are you interested in me sometimes? You know, it's kind of fun. But just as women question men, men question women too, you know, who just kind of come on to them. Like, okay, why are you kind of coming on to me, like, really strong here? So it's just, it works in both directions.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So I've seen that just in myself and other people or whatever. It's like, you know, okay, why are you really interested in me? makes you a little nervous.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break here in a minute. And when we come back, we're going to talk about one of my favorite double standards. And we're going to chit-chat a little bit about sex out there right now. And
we're talking about hooking up.
One of my favorite double standards, hooking up. So when we come back from the break, look forward to that.
Yeah. And there's a, I want you to tell that story in your book, or at least kind of allude to it a little bit about, you know, your experiences with kind of getting familiar with that part of yourself, is breaking through, you know, the sort of, you got to be a good girl kind of a thing.
Okay.
Because that's a lot of, I think, what women struggle with as far as, you know, how do I, you know, should I sleep with this guy? Should I not sleep with this guy? Sort of that conversation that goes on in a woman's head. And I can maybe add some things from the guy's perspective, hopefully. But you're going to do whole shows on this in the future. I know that you mentioned something about that.
Yes, I am.
You got some great guest plans. So
yes.
Keep checking out Heather's website and her radio show page here on Voice America.
So you're listening to The Dating Revolution on Voice America Variety Channel. I'm Heather Jones, your host. Visit me online at www.heatherjones.com. Talk to you soon.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a single woman who's on the fence about marriage and children? Or are you one of those women who tries to make a relationship out of every casual encounter? If you answered yes to either of these, we've got you covered, plus a whole lot more. Go online today and pick up a copy of Heather's book, Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. You'll love all of Heather's crazy stories, and it won't be long before you're putting into practice the hundreds of tips she provides. This book will help you navigate the world of casual dating without trying to make marriage the ultimate destination. Heather shows you how to approach dating more like a man does, which means being in the moment and not taking everything too seriously. When you change your way of thinking, dating is not only fun, it builds confidence and opens doors to endless possibilities. Fuck the Double Standard in Dating is available now through Amazon.com via paperback or ebook. In fact, while listening to today's show, you can click the link on the show page to pick up your copy right now. Buy it today and become part of the dating revolution.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to The Dating Revolution. Got a question for Heather? Pick up the phone and call into the live show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. If you're just feeling too shy to call in, send Heather an email. The address is info@heatherjones.com. And now, back to The Dating Revolution.
And we're back. Thank you for tuning in. This is The Dating Revolution. I'm your host, Heather Jones, and we're wrapping up the show today. We're going to talk a little bit about sex. We're going to talk about sex on every show. So it's always a good time conversation.
And everyone goes, okay, what are they going to say? They kind of have people perk up.
So, Randall, before our break, kind of mentioned he was talking about hooking up and, you know, kind of what that means today. And you know, Randall was telling me on the break that, you know, his last, probably not the last one.
Not the last one. No, really, it's this, you know, we're talking about the idea of, you know, women, you know, thinking about, you know, the good girl phenomenon. You know, I got to be a good girl, and how, you know, how much sex am I going to have? And same thing with the guys, you know, because today in society, you know, there's all sorts of precautions that you have to take.
Yeah.
You have to, when you meet someone and then pretty much sure that you're going to, you know, sleep with them, you have to be thinking about, okay, protection. You have, you know, diseases. How often has this other person been sleeping around? And that works both ways. What men think about women, what women think about men, the same thing. And there's all these ideas that build up in the either men's minds or women's minds as far as when they're with someone is, you know, they get turned on and then they think about, okay, hold on a second. And some people just throw it all out the window, and that's why, you know, we have some of the things that happen to society out today because, you know, passion just takes over.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sensibility, you know, for a lot of people, because they're aware of what's happening out there. I mean, like I said, the last woman before I was married that, and I'll just admit this on the air, the last woman before I was married, I was dating, and we were having sexual relations, and before we did that, we went out and had blood tests.
Yeah, that does not happen in today's day and age, I can guarantee it.
You know.
I can remember having those types of conversations about, you know, being safe and whatnot, and I'm a safety girl, but, you know, I just don't think those types of conversations are happening now
like
they used to.
Well, we got serious after a while, but, you know, most of the time, you know, that's like, okay, you're not even thinking. It's just bang.
Right.
It happens.
Yeah,
it happens.
There's an interesting thing happening right now, and you know, I'd like to delve more into this subject in another show, but you know, this new generation of individuals in their 20s, it's just, you know, the sex is running rampant. I mean, it's like I've never seen anything like it. And, you know, I was born in the 70s. So, you know, it's like,
like the 60s all over again.
You know, so, I'm anxious to talk about that and get people's opinions and get some callers to let's chat about that. But, you know, right now, the whole phenomenon about hooking up is it's great. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. You can meet some really great people. You know, I just caution women, and you know, I do want to get a little bit further into this. you know, about hooking up. You know, it really does a number on a girl's self-esteem if a guy doesn't call her after the hookup the next day.
Yeah, okay.
And I talk a lot about this particular subject in my book, and I talk a lot about how to avoid getting your heart broken in situations like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so but you know, the numbers and sheer volume of sexual partners that people have these days is, I think it would blow a lot of people's minds if you actually sat down, it would surprise a lot of people. It'd surprise a lot of parents.
Yeah,
it certainly would. So, you know, I was thinking about that movie, What's Your Number, that came out a couple of years ago, and the star of the movie, you know, she had reached 20. 20 was her number, and she didn't want to go over 21. I'm thinking, 20, you know, I think I hit that number like 20 years ago. I mean, come on, you know? So, I mean, it's a different day and age, and you've got to be careful, and you've got to take care of yourself and both mentally, physically, and emotionally in this type of sexual dating revolution that's going on right now.
Yeah. And from a guy's perspective and a woman's perspective, if they're both, you know, if they're having, you know, multiple occasions that they're having sex, then you're thinking, you know, then you have to start thinking about, okay. And it does go through a guy's head as far as, you know, do you want to get the girl pregnant? You know, because that turns into a whole other thing that's going on. You know, that goes through your head too. And, you know, most guys are pretty, that I meet, are pretty smart today about that. They know, because, you know, it's okay to go into a drugstore and, you know, buy some condoms and things like that, and just being careful. And,
right,
you know, it just makes sense, because you don't want to get yourself into, you don't, because I tell you, you know, you're going to, if that happens, you know, you feel pretty stupid afterwards. It's like, gee, what was I thinking? And then, you know, and then you've got something really, reality hits you pretty hard when that happens.
Mm-hmm. So, as much as I love women, guys, you can't trust them. I'll tell you right now, if a girl wants to get pregnant, she's going to get pregnant. So if you don't want to have a baby, you better be packing condoms. That's all I have to say. So thank you all for joining me today. It's been a great show. Thank you, Randall, for helping me co-host today's show. It's been a pleasure chit-chatting with you.
It's been fun.
So, we're going to be here for the next 13 weeks, and I've got some great guests lined up for the show. Like I said, we're going to be talking a lot about some of the social expectations out there, a lot of the double standards that are out there right now, and you know, living a casual, fun lifestyle. And we're going to delve into some of the things that you can read in my book, which you can get online anytime on Amazon.com. It's called Fuck the Double Standard in Dating.
You said it.
I said it. I went ahead and said it. So visit me anytime at heatherjones.com. You can email me at info@heatherjones.com. And it's going to be an awesome series. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, we're going to have some fantastic guests on, some people who are, you know, the experts out there who've written books about everything from dating to relationships to sex to, you know, lifestyle choices too. And we're going to try to cover as much, you know, both controversial and topical subject matter as possible. And if you have questions that you want Heather to answer on the show, please email her and we will jump into those questions, because we really want you to be part of the show ongoing. And in the future, if you hear something then in the conversation that you want to comment on, call in, you know, and be part of this conversation on the show and be part of the dating revolution. So Heather, I think it's fantastic. Great job.
Thanks, Randall. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And I'll look forward to talking to you next week. You've been listening to The Dating Revolution on the Voice America Variety Channel. Visit my host page on voiceamerica.com or visit me again at heatherjones.com. I'm your host, Heather Jones. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks for listening. The Dating Revolution with Heather Jones can be heard live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Until next week, get out there, stay in control, and above all else, have some fun.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.